Chapter 71.
And in those days the word of God came to me and said to me,
Noah, behold, your lot has come up to me, a lot without blame, a lot of love and uprightness. And now the messengers are making a wooden vessel, and when the messengers have completed it, I will put my hand upon it and protect it. And the seed of life will come forth from it, and the transformation will take place, so that the earth will not remain desolate. And I will establish your seed in my presence forever and ever. And I will scatter those who dwell with you, and I will never bring temptation upon the face of the earth. And they will be blessed and multiply upon the earth in the name of the Lord.
And he will confine those angels who have revealed iniquity in that burning valley that my great-grandfather Enoch had shown me previously in the west, near the mountains of gold and silver and iron and soft metal and tin. And I saw that valley in which there was a great convulsion, and the waters were in turmoil. And when all this happened, from that fiery molten metal and from the convulsion which shook the waters in that place, the smell of sulfur was generated, and it mixed with those waters. And the valley of those angels who had led men astray burned beneath that lamp. And through its valleys issued rivers of fire, where those angels will be judged who had led astray the inhabitants of the earth. And in those days, those waters will serve the kings, and the mighty, and the exalted, and those who dwell upon the earth, as medicine to their flesh, but for the judgment of their spirits. Their spirits are full of pleasure, so that their flesh will be judged, because they have denied the Lord of spirits. And they see their judgment every day, and do not believe in his name. And in proportion to the great degree with which their flesh burned with pleasure, so will be the transmutation of their spirits, forever and ever, because before the Lord of spirits, no lying word is spoken. For judgment will come upon them, because they trust in the pleasure of their flesh, but they deny the Spirit of the Lord. And those same waters will undergo a change in those days. For when those angels are judged in those waters, those springs of water will change their temperature. And when the angels come up, the waters of those springs will be changed and become cold. And I heard Michael answer and say,
This judgment with which the messengers are judged is a testimony for the kings and the mighty who possess the earth. For these waters of judgment serve as medicine to the flesh of the messengers, and for the pleasure of their flesh. They do not see and do not believe that those waters will be changed and become a fire which burns forever.
And on that day, Michael answered and said to Raphael,
The power of the Spirit seizes me and aggravates me because of the severity of the sentence regarding the secrets, the judgment. For who can endure the severity of the sentence which has been executed and not be melted before it?
And again, Michael answered and said to Raphael,
Who is there who would not soften his heart over it, and whose reins do not quiver with fear at this word? Judgment has gone forth against them, those whom they have led out in this way.
But when they stood before the Lord of spirits, Michael spoke the following to Raphael.
They will receive no mercy in the sight of the Lord, because the Lord of spirits is angry with them, because they act as if they were like the Lord. Therefore, the sentence regarding the secrets will come upon them forever and ever. For no messenger or human will receive their portion, but they alone have received their condemnation forever and ever. And after this sentence, they will trouble them and aggravate them, because they have shown this to those who dwell upon the earth.
In those days, the punishment of the Lord of Spirits will come forth, and he will open all the chambers of the waters that are above the heavens, and the fountains that are below. And all the waters will be joined with the waters. That which is above the heavens is male. That water which is beneath the earth is female. And they will obliterate all who dwell on the earth and who dwell beneath the ends of heaven, on account of the fact that they acknowledge their iniquities which they have wrought on the earth. They will be punished by it. And after that, the Ancient of Days repented and said,
in vain have I destroyed all who dwell upon the earth.
And he swore by his great name,
never again shall I do this to all who dwell upon the earth. And I will set a sign in the heavens, and it will be a pledge of faithfulness between me and them forever, as long as the heavens are above the earth.
Chapter 72-82.
For these chapters see the motion of the luminaries of the heavens, which has been placed at the end of this book.